Inspire your home improvements by touring 9 projects, including a beautiful kitchen remodel from Forward Design Build Remodel. The focus of our Around the Home today from the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. Maureen Sloan with us, CEO. And Maureen, we're fast approaching with the big tour, some gorgeous properties on this
year. Next weekend already.
Yeah. This is designed so that you can stop in at any one of those 9 during the weekend and get your ticket at that place, right?
Yes. Stop at any house, pick up your ticket. You'll get a book. It'll have a map where all the other locations are.
Okay. Jeff Forward has one of those designs on the tour. He is with Forward Design Build Remodel, probably the best name in the business. I love that.
Well, thank you very much. Couldn't
work out any more perfectly.
I had to use it.
What is so interesting about you, and I bring this up every time you come in, you are an incredible illustrator, and your artwork. You could have had a career just on your artwork alone that you do, Jeff.
Well, thank you very much. It's artistic expression is a big part of our business, and the fun part for us is bringing that out of our clients.
So many builders, designers are doing it through computers today. You're still doing the hand drawings.
We still hand drawing and hand iterations are a really big part of our process in the initial conceptual stages. We do eventually move everything into a 3D model, and we have an immersive environment where we can actually put this model on people's phones and iPads, and they can walk out of the office with them.
That's great. Before we get to the home you have on the tour this year, I have got to ask you about this this project you have coming up at a barn.
Yes, the Cottonwood Barn. It is a commercial facility that was used for wedding venues for many years. Unfortunately, that did not work out for that past owner. But fortunately, it's worked out for our current owners, who are a family of 7. And we are converting that space into a single-family residence. And it's going to be a stunning renovation.
You're going to be doing a Guts to Glory tour on this?
Yes. In the coming weeks, between 3 and 4 weeks, we're going to have a pre-drywall tour, and that will be up on our events page on our website.
Is this going to stay open, the barn itself, a whole open area?
The whole open area, yes. Our clients really wanted to pursue this rustic feel within the barn and not have any drywall on this main level, and our design totally incorporates that.
Wow. Where is this located?
On Webster Church and Farrell Road.
It has an incredible chandelier right in the middle of it.
Yeah, it's like 16 feet wide.
Oh,
it's
my gosh. Beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. I can't wait to see this come to fruition.
Yeah. Please stop by.
And you're going to keep all the original, the woodwork, the interior?
Correct, yes. From the moment you come up to the stairs, you're going to be wowed and awed by the structure of it.
My goodness.
The worst thing we could have possibly done is cover all that up.
Yeah.
And we're maintaining it.
How far back does this barn go?
It was built in the early 1900s.
Oh, wow. And it's still structurally, the integrity is there?
Yes. The previous renovation, converting it to a commercial space, did a lot of reinforcements on it. And it's in fantastic shape.
I would like to have this.
I would like to have it too.
Yeah. All 6,000 square feet? Is that what you said? Amazing. Well, let's get to your remodel that you did on West Greenfield Court in Ann Arbor. This is going to be on the tour coming up. It's home number, I think it's number 3. And if you go to BragAnnArbor.com, you can see the all the information on the upcoming show. This is a kitchen model with interior updates. Tell us about this.
Well, this is a client that has a lot of flavor in rustic design, and she really wanted to pursue this Tuscan feel, which is kind of a worn Mediterranean feel with a sun-baked approach. But unfortunately, the existing space was dark, so we couldn't do too much with windows, but we had a nice solution of putting a window over the exhaust cooktop, which allows us allows us to bring in some Western light.
So there's a nice bay area where the kitchen table is, and
correct.
those are all original. That design was original there.
Yes.
And there's a window above the sink.
There's a window above the sink. Which
cabinets to the left and right of that.
Correct.
And they kind of sweep around. But right above the hood is this transom, it looks like.
Yes. And we've done this window a number of times, and it's an area where typically cabinets would go, but it's kind of a secondary storage location. So in this manner, we're able to add that transom window, and we have to work in an additional header In the floor system, but it's a really inexpensive way to bring in a lot of natural light.
How clever is that? I mean, I would not even have thought of putting a window up there.
Thank you.
And it just washes nicely over your whole work area. And,
correct.
Wow, I love that. So the exhaust then is being filtered out through the side then?
Yes, just below it.
Okay. Normally, would that have gone up?
Normally, it would go up.
Huh. Again, who thinks of these things? Someone who's got forward thinking. Flooring is gorgeous in there.
Thank you.
It looks like they're wider.
They're wider. It's a wider plank system that is a glue and nail down approach. And we extended that through most of the first floor. We updated the finishes throughout the first floor for them and up into the second floor hallway.
Love the molding on the cabinetry work.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Is that all designed?
Yes. It's all
custom.
A very specific approach to really flesh out the level of detail that she wanted in this home.
These are clients you had?
Previously, yes. Back approximately 15 years ago, we did a very extensive basement renovation, which we had on the tour as well. Mm-hmm. And that tour or that basement is totally designed around a log cabin theme. And we're going to open that up and have it available for viewing as well.
Oh, great. Where is this? I'm not familiar with Greenfield Court.
It's on the south side of town, off of near Lower Road.
Okay. And again, you can go online to BraggyAnnArbor.com and click onto the remodeler's home tour, and you can actually see all of the plans for the 9 homes that are on the tour next weekend. And also go to planforward.net. That's Jeff Forward's website. And you can see his stunning work, planforward.net. When you take a place that's so dark, And you want to brighten it. I mean, obviously you added this one window in there, but obviously you went to more of the light cabinets. It just looks completely, dramatically different from what it was before. Is the ceiling height still the same?
The ceiling height is still the same.
See, it looks taller to me.
Well, and that's simply because of the natural light that we're able to bring in.
Yeah.
The before photo is admittedly dark in this photo, but we really had a hard time capturing the essence of that space. And that was her main primary goal, was to lighten up the space. And she's been talking about this remodel for years. So our team of designers, and which was led by Miranda Fry, did an awesome job of pulling this all together and bringing out all these details for her.
Wow, beautiful. Cabinets look a lot like mine in my house. Home tour coming up September 29th and 30th. That's Saturday, 11 a.m. to 6, and Sunday, noon to 6. BraggyAnnArbor.com for more information. And just stunning remodels properties that people get a chance to see the work of your members, Maureen.
Yeah, it also gives you a chance to talk directly with the builders and let them know what your project is. And it's good to get information.
It is. What can people expect? How long for a project to take? I know it depends on the scope of it, but...
Anywhere between 3 months and 5 months, depending on the size. For an extensive kitchen remodel where you're pulling down structural walls and extending into other rooms, you're probably in the 4-month range. But the big thing is, a lot of people don't factor in, is how long it takes to design a remodeling project. And oftentimes, the design can take 3 to 6 months in and of itself, with the idea that you are selecting all of your fixtures and finishes before you start construction.
Yeah, and talking with your clients to know what they want, right?
Yes.
It's gotta be, you got to discern that and then go from there.
Correct.
That's the hardest part, I think.
That's the most fun, actually. We really get them excited. Our team does an amazing job of asking the right questions.
Yeah. BraggyAnnArbor.com for more information. Jeff Forward, another stunning project down there. And then his barn project coming up, too. Looking forward to that. Maureen Sloan, thanks, from Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.